Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
This is Melissa's last day. Because somehow, some way, she's got more vacation than the rest of us and was gone more than us all year. I still haven't figured that out, but whatever.
That's so not true.
There was like a time, like, you know, when you were getting your boobs redone. Remember that? You're gone for like a month.
No.
At least 10 days.
Yeah, but it was over a holiday weekend. We were all gone.
A 10-day holiday weekend?
No. Lollapalooza was the holiday.
Yeah. So, no, I did it on a Friday.
All right. Anyway,
I had the weekend and then the next week.
So subsequently, because of that, my email fills up with just random Melissa emails. And I'm just going to get them all out of there today.
Hence from Melissa? Reason.
Yeah. Hence what we call Melissa's mailbag.
Oh my gosh.
I like these.
All right. So we're going to start because one of them was a hey, I was wondering.
Okay.
I know you don't.
No, I mean,
don't.
Well, I sent them a long time ago, so I don't know which ones they are.
This one you sent like 2 days ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, Eric. It's Melissa. So I was wondering, is there a place that'll wrap all your Christmas presents? This year, I want the presents to look really nice under the tree, and I'm not that great of a wrapper. Yes, you are.
No, I'm actually not.
I've heard you.
I've
heard you when you do double Dutch bus.
Oh.
Thanks. I'm hoping there's some sort of service that will do this. How timely, right? Thanks for reading. Hope you have a great morning. Melissa, thanks for saying that. So you're looking for somebody or something or some place to wrap all your gifts.
Yeah, but what I've only found so far is that if you buy something from certain stores,
sure,
that store will then wrap your gift.
Of course, yeah.
But I'm talking about one place you take all your gifts at the same time,
right,
and somebody wraps it. I think,
right,
that'd be a great,
like,
side hustle.
Or even, yeah, perfectly said, as a side hustle, like, you know, like Sue. Maybe Sue's good at wrapping Christmas presents, so Sue gets a seasonal side hustle, which is not easy to say, and goes around and, you know, markets herself and shows up at your house and goes, I got these.
Right.
Yeah. I'll wrap all these up for you.
Right.
Yeah.
There were those two sisters that decorated people's Christmas trees.
That's right. From yesterday's show, there was. At $26 an hour.
Yeah?
$26 an hour. Does anybody know? 312-233-1019. This is the first installment of Melissa's Mailbag. Oh, trust me, there are more coming.
Oh, God.
Does anybody know? And most of Melissa's mailbag, what you'll notice is, what can you folks do for me? You'll see.
Well, you got to think. Like, yeah, when I think like that, I'm like, maybe other people will also benefit.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yep.
312-233-1019. Melissa's looking for somebody to wrap her presents.
And you benefit from it.
Yeah. Somehow you're benefiting. Yeah. I don't know how, but you are. 312-233-1019. Is there a service? Is there a place? Is there a way that she can have this done? She's wondering on the mix. Top three things you always wanted but never seemed to get from Santa. Melissa's still eagerly anticipating the arrival of a heated steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And how about you? Much bigger gift Mary's been waiting on Santa hasn't delivered yet, Mary?
A trip to Australia.
A trip to Australia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Also, $40 or $50 at least.
Santa's also saying, I'm working on a budget too, you know. Yeah. Then you go something a lot easier. Kim, in at number three, we have a tie. You've always wanted, never gotten.
A back scratcher.
A back scratcher. Maybe this will be the year you get that. Just like Eric might get what tied at number three?
The complete DVD series of Thundercats.
Complete DVD series of Thundercats.
Huh. Oh.
What is that? Does that also star Taylor Swift?
No, that's a kid TV show, but you can't find it anywhere on TV now.
So it's not even on YouTube? You tried YouTube?
Can't even get your Thundercats.
Wow.
Number two, Linda always wanted, never got.
An inflatable T-Rex costume.
An inflatable T-Rex.
Oh, I saw those for Halloween.
Yeah. So it's a costume that you step inside, obviously.
Yeah, and it like has like a motor and it blows up.
Yeah.
You see them on YouTube all the time. They're hilarious.
I know.
They have a kid version
and
adult.
You can't beat blow up T-Rex comedy.
No.
That's some of the best comedy out
there.
Little
arms, that's what gets you.
Oh, it's hilarious. And finally, in at number one, asked for but never got, probably won't, Kat.
I always wanted a sister.
Oh. Kept asking for a little sister.
Oh, my God.
That's so precious.
I'm sorry.
I don't know what the deal was.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Let's start, let's go right to the kidnapping.
Right.
Yeah,
sure.
I couldn't get one, so I thought about stealing one.
Yeah, glad you didn't, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, just, that's great.
Kidnapping a little sister. Keeping her all for myself. You ever talk to your parents about that cat?
I did, and again, just never worked out.
Nothing. Can't help you. Talk to Santa. See if he can deliver one under the tree. They say flirting with coworkers reduces your stress. So, like, if Post Malone was your coworker,
yeah,
and he was like, hey, we should totally smoke pot together, you might go, oh, okay. As opposed to, we should totally smoke pot together in the backseat of my El Camino in a Walmart parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
And that's gone a little awkward and weird.
Totally.
Right, right. We're not very good at flirting around here. Can you tell?
Is that flirting?
Yeah. 312-233-1019. Your awkward coworker flirting moment. Hi there, Sheena.
Hi.
Hi. Awkward coworker flirting moment.
So this just happened last week when I was at work. I had an older coworker come up to me, put his arm around my waist, and say, you know, if I was younger and wasn't married, I would totally marry you in a heartbeat.
Ah, see? Oh. So he's going straight to the commitment level.
Yeah, he's
right past the sexual level, right to the commitment.
Relieving the stress.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little awkward, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little bit awkward. Anytime you get an arm around the waist.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a little close.
Yeah. Hi, Maria, your awkward coworker flirting moment.
Well, I thought it was lighthearted flirting for a shift that we were working together, but when I walked out into the parking lot, he was waiting there wanting to go home with me.
Ah, so, yeah, he's like, all right, I've noticed your advances, and perhaps we should just go home together.
Right.
He's very direct.
Or at the very least, the back of the Walmart parking lot. At the very least. You missed it, Melissa. Whip was so enthusiastic about this. Went back to one of his favorite Saturday Night Live moments.
Oh, if you never saw this, this is so funny.
Uh-huh.
Which one?
Tom Brady was the host. He was probably 6 or 7 years ago, and they do a sketch called, like, Sexual Harassment and You, like, lessons on what to not to do.
Right.
So it's like Fred Armisen is, like, the dorky, unattractive guy, and all he does is walk up to Tina Fey and Amy Poehler and be like, hello, and then they call HR.
Right. How dare you? Get away from me, you creep.
But Tom Brady walks in his shirt is tucked into his tiny whiteies. He's got his bulge sticking out, and he goes up and touches her boob, and she's like, hello.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Yeah. Moral of the story, you have to be attractive.
Yeah, the moral of the story was be attractive. Don't be unattractive. That's right. Sexual harassment and you, according to this video.
Yeah. Yeah. Was that funnier than the cop that got tased video that I made you watch the other day? Which one did you like better?
They're pretty close.
Sorry, Nick.
Yeah.
That one. Remember that one?
That was also very, very funny.
Social media director Mel D. letting us know what we should know. Top three things trending on Twitter right now at number 3.
Okay, Billie Eilish, she's legally an adult today because she turned 18.
Right.
So happy birthday, Billie, is trending all over Twitter.
She can vote and smoke.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, she probably already
has can't smoke in all states.
Well, you would know. You and Pat, I know, have done the research.
Oh, no, no.
All right, where can we travel where you can smoke?
No, right? No, Pat.
All right, yeah, anyway, sorry, Billie Eilish, what?
Yeah, she had a pretty big year, so she first entered the music scene at just 14, but she shared a video montage of some clips of her from her childhood to celebrate her 18th birthday to her 45 million followers.
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
All of Billie's fans right now are sharing happy birthday messages to her with some photos and videos, so Twitter is the place if you want to go wish her a happy birthday.
All right, I am not inferring anything. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm not any of those going down that road. I'm just asking. Is she level-headed enough to manage the extraordinary amount of fame that she's got at an incredibly young age? Like when she's 25, is she going to be totally fine? Or when she's 25, is she going to be Britney Spears?
I don't know.
Because I don't know enough about Billie Eilish.
Yeah. Well, I think with or without the fame, she would be where she's going to be at 25.
Okay.
Like, I think she's, like, either stable enough to make it through or crazy enough that she would have been crazy anyway.
So it's already been determined in your mind.
Yeah, I think so.
But the question being, which answer would it be? Which one is she?
I think she'll be okay. She's really close with her family, with her brother, with her mom. Yeah. They might keep her stable.
Yeah. That helps.
Yeah. All right, trending on Twitter number 2.
Okay, if you like to hide out in the bathroom, on the toilet to kill some time, at your workplace, maybe scroll through your social media for a little bit.
Yep.
There is a new toilet design
going
around.
I'm actually in the bathroom now on a remote microphone.
There
There's, cool. There's a new toilet design going around that's catching attention on Twitter. So it's all intended to get workers off the toilet and back to working.
That's it. I'm done.
I'm afraid.
Better wash your hands.
Yeah, can't feel my legs.
So this new toilet design from a company called Standard Toilet is designed to have the toilet angled on a 13 degrees downward angle, which makes it more than your average toilet. And sitting like this will cause your legs to strain after just 5 minutes
of
sitting down.
You're kind of doing squats, so this way they can get you off the toilet at work. Because it's too uncomfortable just to sit there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it makes it almost unbearable to hang out in there for a while. So they're testing this out in some companies, so be on the lookout for that.
Right, the tilted toilet.
Scary. But
a lot of poop talk today. And trending on Twitter, number one.
The Rise of Skywalker, the final Star Wars movie, comes out tomorrow.
And haven't heard about it.
Right, I know. It's going around everywhere. So far, the reviews are looking kind of grim for it, though. It's getting...
Really?
Yeah, it's doing some bad reviews from critics. It's still going to do amazing at the box office, but there's only like a 50% score on Rotten Tomatoes, which is pretty low. But the major rumor being thrown around right now is that Harry Styles is going to have a scene in the movie where he's basically a stormtrooper. So he hasn't had a role since Dunkirk came out in 2017. But Mark Hamill tweeted out a picture of Harry Styles in a stormtrooper costume, which basically got people to thinking that maybe he could have a little role in the new movie. So if you're going to go see that.
Well, that'll make it.
Yeah, look for Harry Styles out there.
Well, we won't know it's him, right?
Yeah, you'll never know which one.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, they keep doing that, like having different celebrities
in
there.
Maybe
doing
takes off his stormtrooper helmet somewhere in the background. Who knows?
Remember, Daniel Craig did it, and then it leaked, or somebody told which one. So we know which one he was in Force Awakens. But generally, I think
and
they
the
do
Royals
this, and we don't know.
One
yeah,
of the Royals.
Prince Harry. See, that's the thing. Prince Harry and Prince William. Everybody thought they did it, and then the story came out that they didn't. They weren't actually in.
Wasn't
the movie.
True.
They just did it as a little promotional thing.
I didn't. I thought it was true.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Mel D. Selena Gomez revealed that she once peed herself at an Ed Sheeran concert. Got so excited. Is that what happened to you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, better.
Whatever you said, yeah.
Better that you left instead of, you know, having a problem.
Anybody listening who had the same issue? Hi, Kathy.
Yeah.
Hi, where did this happen?
I was in Yosemite hiking with my son and my husband, and as we got up to the top and we saw Half Dome, I got so excited I ended up peeing myself.
There you go.
It's like you're a like you're a bear out at Yosemite, you know? It's nature.
Yeah. A bear.
That would, is that what she thought? Well, the bears do it. I might as well,
Why not?
Pee
mark,
myself.
Yeah, mark your territory.
Mine will leave a trail, too.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. Bears.
Bears.
Hi there, Rachel.
Hi.
Unfortunate moment?
Absolutely. I worked at a hospital, and I got a call to go get a patient. I stood up and immediately peed myself. I then had to call the nurse, tell her I can't get her patient, and I wrapped myself with a blanket, and I checked out.
Yeah, what else do you do?
I'm checked out halfway through this conversation.
Right?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Uh-huh. Accidentally happened to you, Adrian.
Sure did. I was out running with my husband. Of course, I had, like, light gray pants on.
It always happens when you're wearing the light gray.
Right? I felt it coming, and I just slowed down and eventually started walking. He got 40 yards ahead of me, and he comes back. He's like, what's going on? I'm like, just pee. He goes, oh, yeah, you really did.
Yeah, just peeing back here. You just keep on running.
Oh, my gosh, that's so embarrassing.
I am going to go in this house right here. I don't even know these people. Alan.
So I was flying from Minneapolis to Chicago.
Right.
And you have that window where you can't get out of your seat when you're landing.
Right.
And we landed and stayed on the tarmac for like 30 minutes. And this is the first and last time I was upgraded to first class. So I was enjoying myself, you know, having a few drinks.
Right,
And so
loading
I
up on the free beer.
Really had to go.
Yeah.
And, I was rushing out when we finally got, we're disembarking. And
hurry, I gotta pee.
I didn't make it.
I
didn't make it.
Yeah. I would normally be worried about sitting in that seat after, Ellen, but I'd be back in 36B.
Right.
So
no such issues.
Yeah. And finally, I accidentally did it. What happened, Christina?
So I was in Wrigleyville for the Cub game when they were playing to get into the World Series. And when they finally won, I was so excited. I started jumping up and down and screaming, and I peed my pants.
And then we went on to the street and everyone was celebrating. And my boyfriend picked me up and put me on his shoulder.
Oh, no!
That just got worse.
That's both sick and love all at the same time. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hope you're still together.
A lot of peeing up in Wrigleyville. Your pants, people's yards.
Usually not on your boyfriend's shoulders.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free. Send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives. Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.
Let's go live to the jolly fat man with the wet hacking cough up there in the North Pole. Hi, Santa.
Christmas, everyone.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Good to talk to you.
It's good to be back on the show.
staying busy up there at the pole?
We're at a fevered pace.
All right. Are you running a fever?
No. Broke the fever the other day.
Oh, congratulations. All right. Santa, we opened the Santa with a wet hacking cough hotline and took a bunch of calls and said that you would call somebody back and answer the question that they had. We're going to get to that in a second. Little Luke has a question for you. We'll get to him in just a moment. Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. But first, yesterday we also said text in 60123 questions that you have for the Jolly Fat Man Santa Claus. Would you be willing to answer some of those?
Sure.
All right. Now these are rapid fire. Okay, Santa.
Bring them on.
I got a whole bunch of them. Are you eating?
Yum, yum, yum.
Okay. Is it spiked?
Yeah. Well, Violetta wants to know if there's booze in it. Move her right over to the naughty list.
No.
Exactly. Always permanent space for you there, dear.
All right. Here we go. You ready, Santa? From the texts. Number one, how fast can Santa's sleigh go?
Real fast.
All right. Oh. Question number two, what is Santa's favorite drink from White Claw, as in Santa Claus?
The blackberry.
Ooh, I like that. You know one. That.
Oh, it's smooth.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do about gifts when they get mixed up and delivered to the wrong person?
You just leave them there.
All right. Santa, do you have diabetes?
No.
No. Hey, Santa, how did you propose to Ms. Claus and where was the wedding?
North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
On one knee.
Mm-hmm.
North Pole.
Next question. NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Both.
All right. Gold Bond or just regular talc?
A lot of it.
All right.
What?
Is the North Pole going carbon neutral?
Always.
All right.
It's shrinking.
How do you feel about how you were portrayed by Kurt Russell in the Christmas Chronicles, and did he do an accurate job?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And I'd love to have him do it again.
Santa,
it's
no
looking man.
All right. That was a little bit like Harry. It was a little too close to Harry there. Be careful. You're getting a little too close to Harry. Harry Carey. Santa, it's no secret you're a large man. While delivering presents, have you ever used someone's bathroom and clogged the toilet?
Next question.
All right. And finally, Santa, which reindeer is the biggest pain in the ass for you?
Donder. He's a little spicy and not a great attitude. We're going to try to shape that up this year. Yeah.
I got you. It's new initiative for 2020.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so he gets punished.
All right, Santa, we're going to go now to the Santa with a Wet Hacking Cough Hotline and get a chance to hear Luke's call and then give you a chance to talk with Luke and clear the air about something, all right?
All right.
All right, let's give this a listen. This was yesterday on the Santa with a Wet Hacking Cough Hotline, 312-946-4794, little Luke.
Anna, I hope I don't be on the naughty list.
What's that?
My name is Luke Henry Mitt.
What?
Bye-bye.
All right, there's
where are you
Luke
going?
There's Luke. Oh. All right, that was the call, Sandy. That was actually a recorded piece.
Okay, I got it now.
You were talking to a recording.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Like my mom.
What's going on?
Let me play the recording for you again, okay, Santa?
We're gonna take
again,
the call now.
This is not Luke Live. That will happen in just a second.
Now.
All right, here we go. You ready?
Anna, I hope I don't be on the naughty list. My name is Luke. Henry
Mack. Hi, Luke.
Bye-bye.
Stop talking to the recording, Santa.
Wait, that wasn't Luke?
That was a recording.
He left you a message yesterday.
This is his message, Santa.
Okay, got it.
Do you need it one more time?
No.
Okay.
He's been working a lot of late nights.
God. All right, let's go live to little Luke. Luke, are you there?
Say hi.
Hi,
Merry
Luke.
Merry Christmas, Lukey boy. Hello?
Luke, you're on with Santa. Is there something you'd like to ask Santa?
Hello, Luke.
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Hello.
I hope I'm not on the naughty list.
Oh, that's very nice, Luke. You know, there was a little uneven time back in February when you threw that gum in your sister's hair, Carol. But right now I see you on the nice list. So keep up the good work, Lukey boy.
Luke, do you have a sister? All right.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. Do you have a sister, Luke?
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Oh, Santa knows everything.
Oh, is her name Carol?
Yeah.
Oh, Santa.
I remember that. I saw that when the gum in the hair, and they had to cut it out, and the bangs were uneven.
Right.
Carol wasn't too happy. But he's made positive movement this year. Nice list.
Right.
Nice
movement.
List.
In his 6-month review, he's made some positive movement.
Exactly. Positive movement, yes.
Okay. All right, Luke, Santa says you're on the nice list. That's got to feel great. What do you want for Christmas this year?
A Beyblade?
Oh, yeah, that's popular with the youngsters. It's a spinning thing.
Beyblades, yes.
I thought he said a day babe.
A day babe.
I don't like one of those. That'd be all right with me. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Santa. Luke, we hope you and your family have a great Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas, Lukey boy!
Oh, my God.
I wonder if he enjoys being called Lukey boy.
Definitely. He will now.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
You know, Lukey's one of eight.
Uh-huh.
Wow. He's the youngest of age.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's got it's a fun family, the Lukey boy.
Do you keep all this information in that big, huge book, or have you moved to an iPad?
Yeah, now we've gone to the cloud up in the North Pole.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
That's excellent.
We're streamlining things, yeah.
All right, Santa, we hope you have a great and wonderful...
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Merry Christmas, Santa! Merry Christmas! Oh, wow, he's in a hurry.
He's got stuff.
He's out of there.
Great job, Santa. He knew a lot of things.
Yeah.
Look at what he knew.
Yeah, when you need a little me time, we all need it. New survey has found the ideal amount of me time per day. Melissa, what do you think it's going to be?
3 hours? That's a whole day. What? It's not the whole day. There's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, there are.
Like 8 you're sleeping.
That's a lot of it. It's pretty much all about you. What do you think, Whip? Whip's like, I was going to go 4.
Yeah, no. In this case, so me time would not count time when you're at work, right? It's just you time. So not necessarily just away from your partner. Right, okay. So anyway, I'm having a conversation with myself. I'm going to go
an
hour.
Is right here.
An hour.
The top situation that triggers the need for more me time, number one, stress at work. That's what I'm experiencing right now.
Yeah, yeah. 1 hour. 1 hour.
1 hour. All right, Violetta?
25 minutes.
Not you, it's me. How much me time per day, Jen?
Is it 43 minutes?
43 minutes a day. No, more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
How much, John?
90 minutes.
Not that much. Don't need that much. Melissa needs double that, though. The average amount of me time a person needs is what, Denise?
51 minutes.
There we go. 51 minutes a day. Me time. You enjoy some me time, Denise?
I do.
When it's me time, what do you do?
Honestly, I usually just sit on the couch and watch something that I want to watch on TV.
Right.
And play games on my tablet.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Perfect me time activity. Yeah, that's number one. In fact, Denise knows what she's talking about. When it comes to me time activities, watching TVs or movies is number one. 60% say that's what they do in me time.
Right.
Reading a book is number two. Listening to a podcast, preferably ours, is number three. Exercising, that's the one you do, right, Melissa?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, is number four. And then savoring a cup of coffee or tea is in at number five.
Okay. Mm.
When you need me time, Melissa, what do you do?
Yeah, I kind of like to stop thinking about all the responsibilities. So, yeah, I watch TV.
So you're number one.
Sometimes I binge watch.
Whip.
Yeah, pretty similar, honestly. Or maybe sometimes I just drive around and I actually kind of listen to the radio and just think about stuff.
Sometimes I drive in silence.
I never drive in silence, ever. No, I can't stand it.
Well, you hate silence.
I hate silence.
Freaked out by silence.
Yeah, no, I need the radio. Either music, sometimes some good conversation.
Right. Violetta, we know what you do on me time.
What?
312-233 for 51 minutes. 312-233-1019. When you need me time, what do you do that might be different than the average person? Yeah, like Whip and Melissa are doing basically the same thing. Watching TV, riding around, listening to music.
Well, and me time is sometimes reserved for that weird thing you can't do when someone else is around. Like
what you do.
No.
See who brings it up? Yeah, now we do.
Well, I'm saying like pluck your eyebrows or...
Yep, that's what you're doing.
Cut your toenail.
Is that what they call it now? Hey, what are you doing in there? What are you doing in there? Plucking my eyebrows.
All right. Leave it at that.
You say so. 312-233-1019. You know, you need a little quality me time. Jennifer, what do you do?
I'll purge and organize.
You like to be active in your me time. Accomplish things.
I can't sit still.
Right.
I get that, though, sometimes.
But it actually allows you to decompress because you're purging all of the extra stuff.
Right. Yeah.
I get you.
It is very relaxing to walk into something that's been completely cleaned out.
Oh, my
right.
God.
That's
imagine
true.
Like opening a closet door, and it's just easy to find.
And
18 everything.
Trillion things don't fall out on top of you.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't throw things out when people are around because they're always like, hey, I need that. And you're like, yeah, you don't need it.
I don't think I've had anything that anybody's wanted where they've gone, hey, I need that.
Well, no, because sometimes I go through other people's stuff, too, and I throw things out.
Yeah, that's not right.
Just your friends, like over at their apartment.
Yeah. Just show up at people's houses and throw their stuff away for them.
Like my mom or dad's stuff. I'm like, you don't need this.
Hi, Gina.
Hi.
Hi, when it comes time for a little me time, what do you like?
I go and get a massage. It's the best me time ever.
That is good me time. That's you're not actually really active at those points like the previous caller.
Right. And my husband, I don't even tell him anymore because he's like old school where, you know, oh, a massage? What do you live in Hollywood? I'm like, that has nothing to do with Hollywood.
What are you, the queen of England?
Are you kidding me? Very Hollywood.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah. What are you, royalty? Oh,
there's those new Russian bathhouses. I don't know if they're new, but everybody's doing them.
I think
like,
the Russians have been doing them for a while.
It was like two centuries ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or Korean bathhouses. They're just bathhouses where they like whip you with eucalyptus and you just sit in quiet rooms.
Whip you.
You would do that?
I haven't, but I would. My sister does them all the time.
Really?
And she recently went with her boyfriend. She's like, it's totally not a couple's thing. Just go by yourself.
Hi there, Lisa.
Hi, how are you, Eric?
When it comes time to me time.
Very simple. I do a lot of journaling. Mm-hmm. But while I journal, I talk to my dog, Maggie. Mm-hmm. And Maggie gets tired of me, so she walks away and curls up in her bed.
There you go.
Because they're boring.
See, your dog could never be Whip's dog. Because Whip needs to talk nonstop.
I need a response.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like a response, Maggie.
If, Lisa, if your dog was Whip's dog, Whip would follow the dog into the bedroom and keep talking as
true.
The dog's walking away. The dog would actually try to run away, and Whip would be running after it.
You're not ignoring me, Maggie.
You know, you check your email, and you see you got a note from Melissa, and you think, oh, this will be something fun and playful and interesting, and then you look, and you realize she said it during the show.
Oh. I didn't want to forget my thought.
That's good. Yeah. And then she throws this topic at you.
Okay.
Hi, Eric. It's Melissa. I've been thinking about death a lot lately.
What?
Okay. And you know I think Whip's going to outlive all of us.
Yes.
You do believe?
I do. I absolutely do.
Well, thanks.
I still think that even with the new additions to the show, he's going to live a lot longer than the rest of us. So she's gotten you killed off, Violetta.
You better watch your back.
Yeah. So you're as good as dead in Melissa's eyes.
Watch your back.
You know, I kind of...
Head
I
on a swivel.
See that.
I believe Whip has a unique gene that allows him to recover from colds in a matter of days.
Is this a real email?
Yeah. This is what I get. This is what I, you know, when I look at my email.
What?
Do you see why I need me time?
I kind of
do you see? I get this far in the email and I already have to sit down.
Okay. So he has a special gene that does
special
fly.
Gene.
You, Eric, are still sick from that chest cold you had in October. No, I'm just allergic to your perfume.
No.
Now, I have more theories. I have more theories that adds to how fast you're going to die. Okay? This is your theory, right?
Yes. Yes.
Going gray in your 20s is a theory. I mean, a lot of gray. Could this be a sign of not living a long life, like your body is starting to shut down? If you're currently discovering some gray hairs and you're 27, please don't be offended that Melissa says you don't have much time left.
I'm saying like a lot of gray.
Yeah, I don't know how this plays into it. I will say this.
Hold on, let me finish here.
Oh, Violetta's got gray?
Everybody, hold on. There's more. Hold on. And you hear most people lose their reading vision around 40. Whip wins in this category as well. He had LASIK, but that shouldn't change the fact, Eric, that you need reading glasses, and he's never needed them.
Yeah,
he did if he had LASIK.
No. They do say at the time. Nope. So they told me when I had LASIK, this won't change the fact that eventually you'll need reading glasses. But so far, I'm good. Knock on wood right here.
Well, had he not had the LASIK, he might not be seeing anything, and this whole theory's blown right
out
of the
water.
No.
They cannot correct at all reading glasses. They can make you 20/20, but there's something else with the vision in your eyes that will still age, and then you can't read properly. You have to use readers or
okay,
whatever.
When I get 35 emails from myeyedoctor.com, can I just forward them to you?
Believe me.
I don't want to get in the middle of this.
If they had some sort of LASIK.
Fine, whatever. Whatever you say. When I get the 55 emails.
You won't.
That, okay.
You won't.
But when I do, can I just send them to you?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
So Whip wins. I'll still die first, but you're going to be close behind me. Thanks for reading, Melissa. Now, you used to have the theory that I was going to live forever because I've had multiple things that have tried to kill me and have been unsuccessful. So that theory's gone now?
That theory is gone. Whip will definitely outlive everybody in this room.
I'll take that bet.
Really?
No offense, Whip. No offense.
I don't know if I like this whole conversation.
I don't think it's offensive to him. It's offensive to me and Mel D.
I haven't got to you yet. I'm just talking Whip right now. About me and Whip. Okay. Of course, true millennial. Let's make it all about you. All right. I was just going to say, Whip, I'm going to take the under on you. I'm going to take the over on you.
Perfect. You know what? I hope we both live to 110, and we're having this conversation in the old folks' home.
We're having this conversation standing at Violetta's grave.
Thanks.
What are we talking about? This is the craziest topic of conversation for the morning.
Man, she looks so healthy.
On a sunny day.
Oh, man. She was so
right
full of energy.
Christmas.
Remember the good days, Whip, when Violetta was around?
And we saw that one grace.
Oh,
we saw that one grace sprout out, and it was the end.
She got that gray hair, and at 35, it was over.
I could totally see you guys doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right,
totally.
So, all that being said.
Meanwhile, could you read that small print on the grave, Eric? Because I can see it perfect.
I can't see a thing. I'm going to go back to the original question, which is, I don't know what it is. What is your question in this email that that caused me to be so depressed for about a week? Is your question?
So my question is, does anybody either agree with those theories or have their own theory about, what helps people live a little bit longer? And I'm not talking diet and stuff. I'm like, are there signs?
Not scientific things
signs,
diet or healthcare.
No, what signs do you see within other individuals that tell you that person is one of those that's just not going to make it?
I think I'm just going to look up a Taylor Swift record. Why fight progress?
I'm just going to find
one of these around here. Nope. Yeah, it's fine. We can go here. I'm just going to find something here. Hold on. I get it going here. Right, here we go.
That's a sign.
Look at Meldy. Melissa looked at Meldy for support, and Meldy just shrugged like, well, it's Taylor. I'm okay with that. why don't we try to streamline it a little bit there, Melissa? Your multiple different layers of almost virtually impossible questions to answer.
Yeah.
And just see, is there anybody that is 30 and gray and healthy right now?
Because it won't be for long.
Well, just see, let's see if we can fly in the face of Melissa's theory.
Yeah.
Okay.
What would you like to do? All right, you have... Okay, go ahead. What would you like to do?
Well, my theory...
I still don't even know what your question
because
is.
Because my theory on being, like, fully gray at 30 doesn't mean you're not healthy. It just means your body...
You just said they're dying. Your theory is they're dying.
I'm just saying they'll die at an early age.
Right.
Because your body is shutting down sooner than other people's bodies. So maybe you'll feel great, but you'll live to be, like, 68 or something. But people whose hair stays darker longer... Because their body isn't shutting down, live to be like 92.
Whip is rubbing his head right now.
For one reason, I think I may actually end up dying first based on this logic, because my grandpa, Jaja, God rest his soul, he was an old man and he had almost no gray. It was amazing. And yet he passed away.
Oh, how old was he?
I think he was in his 70s, but still.
You're no fun.
I'm actually enjoying this.
You don't get it.
The whole world. I don't get it. All right.
Yeah. Why don't you ever get it?
I don't know. I don't know why I don't ever get you. Yeah. You know what I'm going to start doing? I'm going to send your emails back to you and just sign my name to them.
I'd say figure it out.
Yeah. I don't know.
Fine.
Okay, we've cleaned up the house, now the garage and that old fridge.
But I...
No buts! There's just one old jar of sauerkraut in that fridge. ComEd will take it away for free, send us $50.
But honey...
And we could save over $100 a year in energy costs.
But...
No buts.
ComEd is picking it up next Tuesday.
Oh, you just like to argue.
Schedule your free pickup from the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program at ComEd.com/fridge recycling. ComEd, powering lives, funded in compliance with state law.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd lets you pay your way and go about your day. Choose between autopay, online, phone, mail, or in-person bill pay options. Just visit ComEd.com/pay to choose the way that works best for you. ComEd, powering lives.